23 hours.
Come on,
01.
Thriller road crash. The Ranger town of vendors are crying for basic infrastructure. And in African news, a Ghana calls on Commonwealth to condemn attack on Easter peacekeepers in Lebanon. To present the last time news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Three people have died on the spot following a fatal road traffic accident that occurred yesterday, March 9th, 2026, around 13 hours along the Ndola Mufrila Road near Mitengo Cemetery in Ndola. The accident involved a Mana tipper truck registration number ACP2002, which had no visible damage, and a Boxer motorbike registration number CAE6218ZM, which sustained extensive damage to its front. Copper Belt Province Police Commissioner Mwala Yuyi said the motorbike was being ridden by Felix Achama, believed to be between 20 and 25 years old, of Mitengo area in Ndola. He sustained a crushed head and fractures on both legs. Mr. Yuyi further said that two pylon passengers were also on the motorbike at the time of the accident. They have been identified as Maulid Abd Mohammed, aged 34, of unknown address, who sustained multiple cuts on the head and a fractured right arm, and Mohammed Ahmed Farah, aged 56, also of unknown address, who suffered a deep cut on the forehead and a fractured left leg. The bodies of the deceased have since been deposited at Ndola Teaching Hospital mortuary, awaiting post-mortem examinations. Mr. Yuyi added that preliminary investigations indicate that the motorbike was traveling from the north to the south when the rider allegedly lost control due to excessive speed and collided with a stationary truck which was parked facing north. Vendors at Sarenje Tunnel say they are struggling to survive due to a lack of basic infrastructure, including proper shelter, clean water, and sanitation facilities. Speaking to Kombono Radio News, other traders expressed their frustration and desperation, saying their efforts to engage local leaders over the matter have not produced any results. The vendors explained that the lack of proper trading facilities is not only affecting their businesses and daily income, but also exposing them to serious health risks. They are now appealing to authorities to urgently intervene and provide a safe, clean and well-organized trading space that will help protect both their livelihoods and public health. The traders say they are counting on government support and are calling for immediate action to address the challenges they continue to face. A critical shortage of water has hit a part of Kabwe town in Central Province, forcing residents to walk long distances in search of the commodity, while others depend on rainwater. The water crisis has persisted for almost a week, with a High Ridge resident last receiving water on Thursday. The most affected areas include High Ridge, Nkuruma Extension, Mpima, Polen, Katondo, Kamuchanga, Natuseko Site and Service, and Mukuyu Compounds. Other areas hit are Mulungushi Residential, Mulungushi Extension, Town Centre Railways, New Chirua, the Barracks, and surrounding areas. According to notices issued by the Lukanga Water Supply and Sanitation Company on March 7th and March 9th, the utility is facing challenges in maintaining optimal water levels and storage facilities due to unstable power supply. A subsequent notice attributed the loss of water supply at High Ridge Water Distribution Center to a technical fault in the transformer at the water plant. The company said its technical team is on site working to resolve the problem. The Media Network on Child Rights and Development has expressed concern over the high number of child abuse cases that are not escalated to the courts of law. Organization Executive Director Henry Kabwe says police have recorded a high number of child abuse perpetrators, but only a few of the cases are taken to court. Mr. Kabwe says there is need to strike a balance between the number of child abuse cases reported and those that are prosecuted. He has since urged the police to help actualize the President Hakainde Hichilema's call made during the International Women's Day celebrations for stiffer punishment for perpetrators of child abuse.
We are not seeing issues resonating when we get statistics that over 2,000 girls, for example, were defiled, that what we experience in terms of cases going to court are quite less compared to the number of cases that are reported. And I believe as journalists, maybe you can even call the judiciary to find out how many cases pass through the court of law. You discover that there'll be far less than the cases that are reported in the statistics. So we need to ensure that every case that is reported is taken to through the judicial process, so that perpetrators do not continue abusing children, because once children are not perpetrators are not being held accountable, then the abuse will continue.